Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back. We're back on time, man.
We're back on track. We got
school,
a little distracted.
Old School
there,
brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock Butcher Shop, which has every type of meat, every type of cut. The tomahawk is my meat of choice. Delicious, scrumdiddlyumptious, as I like to say. My favorite dessert is a strawberry sorbet.
Also,
strawberry sorbet by Jay.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, you like that?
I want to give a shout out to Waterboy. I think that's who we should be giving the Beatrice Bakery away to. He says, "I'd love to put a smile on my mom's face. She's always doing kind gestures for everyone else. She just beat thyroid cancer this year. Still uses the giant heart of hers to put a smile on everyone else's face whenever she gets the chance." Shout out to you, Waterboy. Shout out to your mom, too.
Yeah, tough as nails.
Tough as nails.
Yeah,
we will have that
go.
Package ready for you. So come by the station at any point in time, and we will make sure to get that package for you. Great stuff.
Waterboy, I like it, man.
I like it.
We're going to dive into a little NFL talk here, okay? We're going to try to hit three subjects here by the time we go into a break. The first one, the Las Vegas Raiders. Done it again. They remember the year they had three first-round picks, and they essentially – Mike Mayock essentially is busted on all of them. I think Josh Jacobs is a dude. But for whatever reason, he's been performing well ever since he's been in the league. The Raiders didn't pick up his fifth-year option. Well, they decided –
they're not going to pay him.
Yeah, because imagine that. The Raiders don't want to pay you, right? You know,
who would have thought, unless your name's Derek Carr.
Right. Yeah, and keep paying you over and over and over. And if I had my mom call in here, That's all she texts me about is about the Raiders. Talk about that. We got
how
a quarter.
Much money he's making.
Anyway, we don't have a quarterback. She talk about so the Raiders have waived former first round pick John Abram, safety, strong safety. I think he came from South Carolina. Jonathan Abram, for one of the first round picks, was a star of when the Raiders were on Hard Knocks. Remember Antonio Brown had went somewhere and had the super blister on his foot.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't want to practice because of the helmet, and then he eventually got cut. But Jonathan Abram, who was a first round pick number 27 from Mississippi State, started out of his career actually good. You know, he's known as being a physical hitter. His best year was he played in 14 games, had 114 tackles.
Oh, my goodness.
A couple picks. I mean, he was a thumper. And then last year he didn't play as much, probably an injury bug. He only had 48 tackles. Got replaced this year, but was a good soldier and started playing more special teams. So it must have been, I think, a mutual, agreement and say, hey, look, let me go. You guys don't want me back. But the three first-round picks that the Raiders picked that year, none of their fifth-year options have been picked up. Now, granted, Mike Mayock isn't the GM anymore, but that's a lot of draft equity, money, that none of these guys you think are good. And Josh Jacobs is a dude. He straight up is a dude. I liked him in college. Loved him in college. Like him even more in the NFL. And I think, the great thing about Josh Jacobs that people don't understand is he didn't have a lot of wear and tear. He had a lot more tread on his tires because he always split time in Alabama. Mm-hmm. So when he got there, because he had to play behind the Derrick Henrys and all those guys, when he got there, he only had to really get busy in that system for like a year in Alabama. So he's coming into the NFL with fresh legs, and he's performed, pretty well. So another Raiders miscue. I don't think Jonathan Abram was the fastest guy, because the Raiders always are going to pick the fastest guy in the at the NFL draft in the first round for no reason. And, you know, but he's on his way, and, you know, hopefully he, you know, gets to, you know, greener pastures and get a chance to play, because I think he could be a good player.
I think. Well, I mean, he's proven he's a good player.
And I think he could be a good player. And a and people don't understand where you get drafted. The GM and the structure of the franchise can make or break your whole career.
Especially the Raiders now. They're in shambles.
They've always been in shambles.
There
was a time that the Raiders always had, like, the most talent, but then they would always average. Remember that year they averaged, like, 14 penalties a game? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Raiders out there, they just went to the Super Bowl, and you had guys not going to practice. Remember, they just said, you know, boycotted practice when Bill Callahan was out there. I mean, who does that?
what is going on? Now, they did hit on Max Crosby, though, for what it's worth.
They did.
They hit on that one. And he was, a fourth rounder?
Yeah, and they probably reluctantly drafted him because it was in the fourth round. But he probably had, like, a, you know, they were like, could have got him in the second round and just waited. Remember?
And now they won't pay him.
Yeah. There you go. And then remember Leatherwood that they picked? He was a offensive guard, and they picked him to play tackle, and now he's gone.
What is Cleveland Farrell doing?
I saw him running down on kickoff.
So he's playing special teams. Fourth overall pick.
And I did see him hit the quarterback once.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
there you go.
Once.
Cheeseburger says, so was Janikowski the fastest? No, but Janikowski, do you remember when Lane Kiffin sent him out for a 76-yard field goal into the wind?
Yeah, in Denver, right?
Into the wind, yes.
Yeah,
the wind. He was like 25 yards short.
Hey, Al Davis, you want to draft this guy first round? let's see how strong that leg is.
Lane Kiffin got fired the very next game.
Yeah.
You're done.
That's the F you to the owner. Yeah.
He tried 76 yard, and the commentators were great too. Like, what is Lane Kiffin doing?
That's when you know you fired, and you're just going out with a blaze of glory.
Don't care.
Josh Jacobs has 743 yards, averaging 5.38 yards a carry, six TDs.
What?
Josh Jacobs?
This year?
Yeah. He's a dude.
That's like top five in the NFL in rushing yards,
right? With the Raiders on a losing team. He's part of the reason why they get up.
Not a very good offensive line.
Well, they get up 17-0 by giving him the ball and throwing it to Davante Adams in the second half. All right, we're done. And he's only 24 years old. So when he came in the league, he was young. And he has a great story where, you know, him and his dad, they were, you know, kind of like a little hard times. And he had to live in a car and stuff like that. So he's a tough kid. And if you don't believe that he's been productive ever since he's been in the league, his first year as a rookie, 1150 rushing. The second year, 1065. Last year, 872, but that was last year was the lowest amount of carries he's had in his whole career. And he still averaged 4 yards a carry. He's averaged 4 yards a carry, 4 yards a carry, 5 yards a carry, and then he's 5.4 yards this year. And then the year that he dipped down in carries, and when he only had 217 carries, he had 9 TDs. He doesn't fumble a lot. The most he's ever had in the season is 2 fumbles. So that means he's, you know, obviously good. And he's a threat out of the backfield. 172 yards out of the backfield, 25 receptions, 54 receptions last year. So that's why you see the dip in carries. But he had a lot of touches, 33 the year before and 20 as a rookie. So he can definitely – he's a all-facets type of running back. But the Raiders are just said, you know, we'll just let you go to free agency and not get anything in return for you.
Mississippi Mud Dog says, sounds like the Raiders are doing the Mark Whipple.
No comment.
Different conversation.
But I did read where Mickey said, you know, he kind of talked to
trying to run the ball again. But yeah, good. The Raiders are just a dumpster fire.
Yeah, Raiders are.
They're about to lose to the Colts this week. How about that?
No. I mean, I just wonder. Does Jeff Saturday have the head coach's office? Like, did you? Because he was in town for Terry Glenn to get into the Ring of Honor.
He was. All those guys were.
Yeah, right. But so usually when that happens, when Andre Johnson went in, you know, it's kind of like you just go in, and then you would leave either Sunday night or Monday morning. Everybody just goes home, right? Because, you know, life goes on. Because you're not playing anymore, and you're not an employee. So when he was about to leave the game, the Ursae said, hey, man, I got something I need you to ask you. Can you stay an extra day or two? I got to ask you a question. And then he says, yeah, can you be the head coach? How does that work? Because was it prior? Hey, come here, just get a one-way ticket. I'll get you home. I'll fly you home in the jet. What are your
no,
white?
He probably said we got more to talk about.
Right, make stop by for breakfast. I forgot
I got
to ask
somebody
you.
Somebody got
to
run by you.
I know we had the Ring of Honor ceremony, but I wanted to ask you at dinner, but I was busy. I just wanted to ask you before you leave town, hey, do you want to be the head coach?
He literally pulled this guy off the street and said, you want to coach for the Colts?
But then
on
how much are you paying him? Like, here's what I want to know. What's the going rate for a former NFL player, no matter how good he is?
He's never coached.
With no coaching experience and just. Off the whim. What are you paying him? Because at that
off the street.
Off, yeah, because I'm putting my name in the hat. Trev, are you listening?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Since he's the head coach.
And it can be done.
Hold on.
It can be done.
And I think since Nebraska is a state university, you can apply online. I'm applying. Right? I think that job is on like the probably.
Link it to your LinkedIn.
Hey, Sauter Heyman text line. Let us know if the job application is on there. Okay? So if it's on there, send the link, and we're going to apply for it. We got to. If Jeff Saturday can coach an NFL team, which is a professional team, I can coach college. All the colleges in Nebraska.
Technically, you guys had the same role. He was a media guy. You're a media guy.
Exactly.
You got the same qualifications.
Right.
You ever coached in high school?
No.
I guess he has the leg up for that 3-7 record.
Not officially coached in high school, but I have, though.
Well, there you go. You guys have the same qualifications.
Right. That means any job down there.
You ever met Jeff Saturday? He might hire you on part of his staff.
I haven't, but I need to meet him. I need to be like Cliff Kingsbury that had a cup of coffee with Sean McVay, and then they parlayed that into him getting the head coaching job. Yeah. So, Jeff Saturday, what type of coffee or tea do you like? Then I'm going to say, you know what, me Jeff Saturday, we had a long meeting. At the Chicago airport, and he signed off on me to be the next head coach. So then I could maybe go be the head coach at Florida State. I know South Florida's open. I can maybe do that one.
Disingenuous said, I applied for the recruiting coordinator for fun. I didn't get it.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's a crazy world. So I'm not going to knock. I mean, because look.
It is a crazy world.
Well,
I'm going to say, look at it
like this, man. If somebody offered me to be the head coach of the Houston Texans, I would say yes.
It's a once. I know you would.
Right?
I know
it's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Why not?
But damn. I mean, first of all, I would think it was like, you know how they had those hidden cameras, you know, and they just want to prank you. You know what I mean? Well, you know, I remember that MTV show where they'd prank you. I would think it's a prank. If I'm sitting in there.
Well, Jeff Saturday did think it was a prank. He told Jim Mercer, are you serious? He thought it was a joke.
Right. Cause you know how they have in there? If Cal McNair said, hey, man, you know, I need to talk to you. First, I'm like, okay, what?
Probably get in trouble for something.
Yeah, what did I do, right? You know, okay, yeah, I paid my hotel bill. What? Hey, man, well, I was thinking, you know, I hadn't seen you in a while, but, you know, you returned a couple of my emails, so I wanted to say, hey, you want to be a coach?
I know you'd say yes.
I would say yes, but I was like, where are the cameras? Come on. It was Christmas. Like, what's the joke? April's gone. What's up?
So what's going on here?
Something's going on. So, yeah, it's a crazy world, man, but you can't be mad. But the next subject we want to talk about as far as the NFL, are the Green Bay Packers or should the Green Bay Packers tank if they lose three more games? I think yes. I don't think so because they're a proud franchise. I think right now they're probably having the same conversation that we had off air. Do we keep Aaron Rodgers, past this year, considering, you know, I guess at times how he's played.
Off the field antics.
And there's no light at the end of the tunnel of a player of Devontae Adams' stature and the chemistry. Obviously, without him, there is no chemistry. I wouldn't tank. What I would do is I'd play him out the rest of the year because it's not going to do you any good. It's not like Love is going to come in and start, you know, having chemistry with whoever's at receiver.
Well, he's not that guy.
But I also would see if we can get an uptick in his play that will drive up the price that we could probably hopefully trade him. You know, in this offseason.
Who's he going to throw to? Romeo Doubs is done.
What I'm saying, if you start winning games, then, you know, you kind of get the good feeling. He's still, if say he has a game where he throws for 350 with these dudes. Oh, Aaron Rodgers is throwing with who knows a receiver. Well, we can trade you somewhere.
They picked up off the street.
Right. So, you know, they can bring back,
play for the Packers this
weekend? Mark Shimura, does their games. Maybe they can get him a tight end. So I would try to do that. But here's what I would ask the Packers.
What is going on in the NFL?
Here's what I'd ask the Packers. And coaching in general, we're firing coaches, third game of the season. You know, there's a coach that coaches that in basketball where he coached one game and quit. I think I saw it. Did you see that guy?
I forget.
It's some small college.
Are you coached, serious?
Yeah, he said he was some stuff going on at the school he's not happy with. He quit after one game. So, but
Crowbade says you're talking about the show Punked.
Yeah, that's it. And they used to get people all the time, man. They used to get everybody, Shaq, all types. They got Serena Williams one time where this kid was like, talking back to her mom, and then the mom went into the store, and the mom said, "Hey, can you watch my kid?" The kid jumped in the, he's an actor, right? Jumped in the driver's seat and took off. And Serena Williams jumps out. It's like, oh, my God, he was just crashing into stuff.
Ashley says if you applied for the Husker coaching position online, you could ever put on your resume University of Nebraska football head coach candidate.
Oh.
I mean, technically. And then put it on your LinkedIn.
then after my blue check gets taken away, I could put that in there in my bio.
Yeah, that's right, candidate. I'd probably get you some interviews elsewhere. Let me just, before we go further into this, the Packers' next three games against the Cowboys, Titans, at Philly.
Oof.
I'm telling you right now, they're losing the next three games. They're going to go 3-9.
They're going to win one of those games.
They are against who?
Cowboys.
They just lost to Detroit.
They're going
to
beat the Cowboys.
They're not going to beat the Cowboys. Come on now.
The Cowboys
Dallas
always.
Dallas 5-point favorites.
They always trick off something. They'll beat the Cowboys because Aaron Rodgers will actually try to be a good. Yeah, because Mike McCarthy's down there. The same dude.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah, so he'll play that game, and then they'll lose the other two. They won't tank. They got to trade him in Austin. But my whole thing, I would ask Green Bay, you had to know this was coming.
You had to know what's coming, and you
had all the money in the world to sign Devontae Adams, and he's younger. Sign him. You know what I'm saying? And say, all right, Aaron Rodgers, we're going to do a 2-year deal for $50 million or something, and then you got to get out of Dodge. Instead of you get this dude a whole new contract, and nobody's going to want him now. Who's going
for
really,
like $50 million? Yeah, something crazy.
And who's going to want him in his locker room? Aaron Rodgers, I used to like Aaron Rodgers because he had a chip on his shoulder. But once he talked about his like colonic that he did, where he had like diarrhea for 3 weeks, like bro, like we can't conversate anymore. You get what I'm saying? Like you can't convince me that's normal. Like diarrhea for one day, it is. Well, first of all, unsolicited.
I forgot about this, to be honest with you.
Well, like if you eat some bad food, okay, I get it. But you go to a doctor, I want to just, and it might even be longer than 2 weeks. You just want to just drop deuces for 2 weeks in a row. No way. We can't conversate.
what is going on?
Because I would ask Aaron, what do we have in common? What are we going to, if we're taking a drive, if you're driving, across Wisconsin, what are we going to talk about? You just drop deuces for 2 weeks. I don't know. It might even be longer. I mean, the stuff that he was going through, felt like he was trying to bring himself to the cusp of death and come back.
Talk about Danica Patrick. Strick said he was trying to hit up Danica Patrick. He was on one.
Strick was?
Yeah, Strick said that he was trying to hit up Danica Patrick.
For
after
what?
They broke up. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yes, after they broke up. Also, Ray says, what's wrong with losing to Detroit?
That's when you know it's bad. That's when you know it's bad.
After they just traded their best offensive weapon in TJ Hockenson, who also looks good in Minnesota.
Oh. You just come right off the plane from Detroit. Here you go. I'll get you 90 yards. He don't even know the play. You know what it is?
He didn't even know. Just run over that way.
Pro right, get open. I'll be open. he said, Kirk, I'll be open by your third step.
Kirk hit him.
Yeah. In stride, too. Get open. Yeah, man. It's Aaron Rodgers looks frustrated, man. And he got a lot of regret, man. Let me see what this dude. Let me see what depressed 10 Miles said. What'd he say? Aaron Rodgers has looked like diarrhea on the football field. Let me see what Hizzle Bear says. Do you think Danica Patrick shaved? Oh, my gosh. I can't even say that. I shouldn't even read this out loud. I got to read it first, then I can't do what you call it. But I can't believe Strick, though. What do you guys be doing in here?
I have no idea. It was on the crossover one day.
And let's see what Ray says. TJ was trash. He's already been replaced by James Mitchell.
James Mitchell, Hokie.
Oh, so that gives it. That gives
checks
it
out, Ray.
Yeah, that checks out. That's a bunch of hogwash. Well, that was a good NFL segment. It was funny, man. I mean, if we talked about a plethora of things: diarrhea, tanking,
Danica Patrick,
Danica Patrick, which I had no idea. I mean,
Strick is just. He was unhinged. Yeah. It was one of those days.
Yeah, so we maybe had to do some surprise testing around here. But nonetheless, old school, Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan holding it down once again. We'll be back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.